Secretary of State Colin Powell today blamed Colombian rebels for the collapse of peace talks there. He said the FARC, Colombia's largest guerrilla group, had failed to enter into serious negotiations. Colombian President Andrés Pastrana gave up on the talks yesterday. Stephen Dudley is in Puerto Asís, Colombia, and filed this report.
Almost exactly 3 years ago, the government and the country's largest rebel group, the FARC, launched peace talks. But from the beginning, it was a difficult process. At the inauguration of the talks, FARC leader Manuel Marulanda was a no-show. The photo of President Pastrana sitting next to an empty plastic chair became symbolic over the next few years. In order to jumpstart talks, the president had ceded 16,000 square miles in the south of the country to the FARC, but seemed to get little in return. In fact, the war got worse. The FARC was accused of using the southern enclave to stockpile weapons, hold kidnapped victims, run drugs, and launch attacks on nearby towns. Pastrana has ordered the rebels to leave the zone by Friday. Álvaro Uribe Vélez, a presidential candidate from the opposition Liberal Party, says he supports Pastrana's move. The guerrillas have gotten a lot stronger in these last 3 years, Uribe told television reporters, and the country has to prepare itself for more terrorist assaults. Colombian troops reportedly are mobilizing to retake the FARC zone. Many Colombians say the FARC has been the only beneficiary of this peace process, while thousands living in the rebel zone suffered under guerrilla rule. In the southern town of Puerto Asís, a group of men sit at a billiards hall, sipping coffee, listening to ranchera music, and discussing the current situation. One man, Dorian Roldan, who is a truck driver, says Colombians are tired of talks without results. This is no longer a question of dialogue, he says. What we need are some drastic measures. Down the road, some have a different opinion. At a street market, vendors hawk everything from radios and shoes to underwear. Julio Castillo Valencia is a vendor here. He says everyone is going to be hurt by this latest development. The process wasn't perfect, he says. Neither side fulfilled their word. Now, he adds, they have to fight, whether they want to or not. The war has been going on for 4 decades. In the last 10 years alone, an estimated 40,000 people, mostly civilians, have been killed. There is still a faint hope that the peace talks will resume. The FARC has until Friday to return to the negotiating table. But most Colombians are preparing themselves for the worst. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Dudley in Puerto Asís, Colombia.